We're getting close to the start of another season in the NWHL. We're joined on the line right now by Peter Berlatov. He is the president of the league. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
You bet. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. We know the season is going to start just over a week from now. Definitely a lot of excitement, I know, in a number of places around the league. What's kind of, I guess, sort of the state of the league right now as we get close to the start of the new season here?
Well, Kyle, if the first week of exhibition play is any example of what we should be looking forward to, we're going to have a great season. That first week of exhibition play, we had a handful of games. Teams participate in a handful of games, and most of those games are only a one-goal difference, with a couple of them going into overtime. The other game was a two-goal difference. Very competitive and good hockey to start the season off. Like you mentioned, the season's going to kick off here in almost just over a week. Friday, September 20th, we'll have a handful of games with Dawson Creek heading over to Beaver Lodge. The Flyers are going to visit the County of the Wheat Kings, and the Huskies are going to play the North Peace Navigators in Peace River. Like I mentioned, those two teams went into overtime in back-to-back exhibition games, so an exciting first day of the regular season coming up.
Well, one of the interesting features for the league this season is they've broken the teams apart into two divisions. We have the Navs, Fairview, Fort St. John, Dawson Creek, and what's called the East-West Division, while you got Lacrete, Grand Prairie, Sexsmith, Beaver Lodge in the North-South Division. What was kind of, I guess, sort of the reason for having the setup right now with the two divisions here?
You know what? We're going to pilot it for the 24-25 season. It's going to be a 40-game schedule with 8 games within the division, 4 games outside of the division, balanced schedules. You know, gives us an opportunity for some league sponsorship, some businesses to be exposed to the Northwest Junior Hockey League. So we're just in the process of finalizing some sponsorship, and there's always sponsorship opportunity if there's any other business in and around the Peace area that'd like to get involved with the Northwest Junior Hockey League to reach out and contact one of the executive members.
Chris, one of the big stories of the league is the past couple of seasons is what we've seen up in Lacrete. The Lumber Barons started as an expansion team just a couple years ago. They win the league title last season, end up with the silver medal at Provincial. So definitely a very good story there. Has there been any, I guess, other interest in some other places about potentially getting more expansion teams into the league?
You know, Kyle, we've had phone calls and discussions with a couple other teams around the area. It's not about the number of teams. It's the quality of hockey that we want to produce and see on the ice and show to our fans and our sponsors as well. So not going to close the door to it. But for this year, we're obviously going to continue with our 8 members and have a very successful season. You mentioned, you know, Lacrete and the success with their expansion, the success around the league. We've had many players from a variety of the teams attend Western Hockey League camps, Junior A camps, and players signing with those teams as well. So the talent and the success of our league is outstanding.
And you certainly mentioned there, you know, a lot of players around the league have been able to sort of get some opportunities sort of further up the hockey food chain, if you will. Now, what are kind of some ways that the league has been trying to help with sort of the promotional side of things? So, you know, maybe trying to get, you know, more fans, sponsors, that kind of things. What are kind of some ways that you guys are trying to sort of grow the league, if you will?
Well, this year we've put on a full-time Northwest Junior Hockey League media representative, where that responsibility, that person will be promoting our league on all social media outlets, as well, you know, stations like yourself and throughout the Peace region. That's one of the ways. Our All-Star game is going to be brought back, scheduled for January 19th in Sexsmith, where the league will be reaching out to Junior A teams, college teams, scouts, and advising them of the game. That game will be broadcast on Flow Hockey as well. We're also going to do that in conjunction with the All Peace Hockey League, which is a minor league in the Peace region. So that'll happen January 19th with our skills competition and All-Star game.
definitely should be another big thing to look forward to this season. Peter Berletov, the president of the NWGHL, thanks for joining us here today.
You bet. Thank you.